This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is, by the way, among AM stations in the United States of America, the most dominant format. How about them apples? I don't think we needed a survey to tell us that. Did we?
No.
We knew that.
We got the sense of it all.
Okay, speaking of getting the sense of it all, Victoria Jones is here to make sense of what's happened this past week in the News Talk Radio world. This is a special feature, something that's done every week at this time. We have a potpourri of experienced hosts joined us. Frequently, it is Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, who's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is the ops director. That's technical inside stuff. Management is his thing.
I oversee all the buttons.
He is a suit.
Yeah. Well, at least it's sport.
Or as my friend Liddy used to say, Gordon Liddy. Management.
Right, exactly. I'm Doug Steffen with the stories from Talkers Magazine this week and the People List at number 10, the anniversary of the Khashoggi murder. I don't know anybody who talked about this. I think it's a continuing story, not one just to be referenced here because of the Kurds that are in positions of power in Saudi Arabia. It just, I don't mean to make it, you know.
There was
this
60 Minutes interview of the Sultan of Swing of Saudi Arabia or whoever he is, and they asked him directly.
So, Sultan of Swing.
What did he say? Very nice.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he said, "I know nothing. I know nothing."
His name.
Well, that and he said, "I'm responsible. I have all this responsibility. Thank you for the responsibility. Good night, everybody." That was it. Right.
The arrogance, I guess, maybe, and this is a Western thing because in the West we don't cotton to the way they do things, even though we certainly help shore them up because we buy all their oil and he's pals with everybody who's in power here, there, and everywhere, and so you have to choke on the hypocrisy, at least I do, when you look at the world leaders, whether past or present, who all kind of cozy up to these phonies, these bums that run Saudi Arabia, the royal family that splits among them. The average income of the royal family in Saudi Arabia is in excess of $300 million a year. Okay? So the fact that we protect that, us, the United States and Europe, the people that buy, and we don't even buy that much from them anymore. We're pretty much oil independent. So I don't even know
why do we have to be strange bedfellows if we are this close to being independent, right?
Right.
Rich? Pressure's on, Rich.
Yes. The world oil market is basically the new gold for the world, right?
Yeah.
And oil dictates what the value of everybody's money is. And so while we are still almost energy independent, their oil still has a huge effect on what value of money is. So in China, in Europe, in the Middle East, all of the money is still based on a lot of their oil, and that's why it's important to us, because if the world currencies all of a sudden take a dive because of Saudi Arabian oil, we get hurt.
All right,
Rich, Richie, you just said something really succinct, and that is that I was going to say that Rich is saying then is that Saudi Arabia is our oil 401k?
The world oil 401k.
Okay.
We all are.
Oil 401k. We have sent troops to Saudi Arabia, which might sound like a good idea because there are some difficulties in the Gulf. That is being seen in Iran as, oh, good. That's great. Because Saudi Arabia is the home of Islam's holiest sites. And in other words, it is the caretaker of Islam's holiest sites. It does not own them, Mecca and Medina. And Iran acknowledges that. But you send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia, Iran can now say, if it wishes to any radicals, look, Americans going to Saudi Arabia, the home of Islam's holiest sites, what are they doing there? And that's the kind of message that that bin Laden used. Now, I'm not saying that Iran can use that or has used that, but it is a troubling thing.
World
potentially.
Religion,
it's very complicated world.
Suck. Religion, people that are nutcakes about their religion. Just, well, Rich, but your words had very special power. That was very good. Thank you. Not that yours
did, actually.
And by the way, Victoria, Funky Cole Medina is one of my favorite songs, so I'm glad you were able to look that up.
Right. Number 9 on the story list is working our way toward number 1. We won't spend an equal amount of time on each of these, but there are some that cry out for examination or conversation. Immigration reform, the FAIR event. Richie, did you go over that?
No, but one of the hosts that was there,
who was
Sergio
there?
Sanchez
Benson?
From KURV, stopped by here just to say hello, and he was down there and said it was crowded, busy, and very interesting.
In what way? Interesting immigration conversation.
You know, all of these border state radio stations come here every year to talk about immigration reform and try and hold their feet to the fire and make sure that laws are passed and upheld to secure our borders. And for them, it's a great activity in that they get to talk to the legislators, they get to talk to the policymakers, the wonks, and make sure that something is being done so that when they go
back... what's being done? Okay, what's being done?
I don't know. I didn't go. But what I'm telling you...
I used to go.
Is that,
when I went, I went three or four years in a row.
I went for years, and it was the same old thing for me.
Right, it was.
What these stations do is they can go back to their listeners and report, listen, I spoke to our congressman such and such. Yeah. This is what they're working on.
Yeah. Anyway.
I live in Virginia.
It bothers what? I live in Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the board, it bothers me that, you know, Richie, you've been closer to me on the radio than anybody for years, and this has been one of my big things. I went to that FAIR thing for 4 or 5 years. Nothing is getting solved.
Exactly.
2 million people a year are coming into our country. We don't know where they go.
You and I went to this thing, and Victoria went to this thing, and Rick, I'm sure you've been there. And after five or six years of being there,
It's the same old thing.
They're still coming across the border.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the fault of FAIR necessarily.
I think
you can speak about the legislators more than anything else.
No, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here. Time for us
Are we going to come back to bayonets, alligators, and snakes, oh my?
Oh,
at some point.
Yeah, give Victoria
really
60 seconds
to.
On this, because this is really good.
Yeah, right, go
so
ahead.
Great.
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
We know that President Trump says things like this. President Trump talked in meetings about, because he was getting increasingly frustrated with what was not being done on the border. So he mused about having a moat filled with water and poisonous snakes and alligators. He also talked about, so they looked into the pricing on this, which isn't much actually, because alligators are down there, so poisonous snakes. He also mused about shooting migrants in the legs to slow them down. He also mused about soldiers having bayonets to presumably spike them.
I see.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
Shooting them in the legs maybe is not the best thing in the world. But, you know,
but the moat with the alligators.
But the point is, nothing is being done. Trump ran on this. He's worked on it. He's tried to do things awkward, difficult, ridiculous as they are, or seem to be, and yet nothing is done. Is it the will? Are we on the wrong page here? Is it the will of the American people that all these people come like ants out of an anthill into our country, scatter everywhere, take jobs from Americans, and just they vote for whoever they want? They're not even registered. They're not even legal. Drive cars, kill people, all of that stuff. Is that okay with everybody?
Let us speak to the Congress about this.
Yeah.
They're the ones who have
They're the ones who appropriate the aid.
They appropriate the aid. They have repeatedly blocked the aid for his wall.
Yes, they have.
It's nobody else.
But the wall isn't the only way to do this. Somehow or other, put the screws to Mexico and have them stop. Put the screws to Mexico.
That's been done a little bit.
Not a lot.
Well, it has. No, they've got about a 39% decrease in the illegals coming over the border because of his...
It's better than it was.
To Mexico. Yeah.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, who is the founder, the creator, the inventor, if you will, CEO at MyPillow, would like to continue to give back to the people who listen to this program because you have, thankfully, bought a lot of pillows. That's why they
I just left MyPillow to come here and be with you.
Yes.
I'd rather be back with my pillow.
Would you really? Okay,
yes.
Richie. Well, sorry about that. You can get deep discounts now on all of MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. Look, click on the new radio listener specials and understand what is there. Here's the latest. Not that they have pillows and mattresses and mattress toppers and sheets and all that stuff. They are bringing back the BOGO offer. Richie, you know what the BOGO offer is?
Buy one, get one free, Doug.
You're brilliant. That's exactly what it is. Did you just pull that out of your ear?
I had no idea.
Buy one, get one. That's the offer now at MyPillow. Everything there in the pillow department, you get one at the regular price, second one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash these pillows, you can dry them, use them. They're very replace all the old crappy pillows in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials and get these deep discounts for all of MyPillow products. The buy one, get one free opportunity right now at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DJV for the radio specials. The way to lose weight using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jump starts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. But if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support. And the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitren. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitren at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Top Radio Countdown.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here on our weekly overview. What's going on in the world of news? Talk Radio with a big list. The stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find listed at talkers.com every single week. Here with me, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, to go over a lot of these stories with the nuance she has. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. One of, over the years, I've always thought that Jensen was one of the, and I don't want to use the term, it sounds simplistic to say one of the better hosts. Delaware is a fascinating political state, and you are a contrarian, but you do it in a gentle, much more gentle way than some of these ham slashers that are around, ham and eggers on some of these national shows. And you sent me something that really attracted, I just actually read it over again. You sent it to me a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm looking at this again, talking about advocacy. Remember, Richie, we've all talked about this. When you were a host, Victoria, on the air every day, you were more of an advocate than you were politically tuned in, if you will. I believe advocacy on the radio, advocacy for popular causes, the so-called vox populi, is really what the strength is, even though it's kind of gone by the wayside with the advent of Limbaugh and what, you know, what he's done. Not bad. It just isn't what it used to be, nor is it anything that really helps. It's interesting to listen to, but what good is it? I mean, when you get right down to it, you have sent me some information about advocacy, the platform for organizing. You want to tell us a little about what you do and how you do it? Maybe you give us an example, because I think it's great. Frankly, it's
we all hear about things we'd like to change and think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we could change that? And if I come across something that affects me that way and I find a group of people who are willing to actually do the work, because I'm just a mouth, I have a platform, then I will sometimes help them come up with a marketing plan to actually promote the idea and affect some change. We've done that.
Give us an example of how you've done that. Yeah.
Well, one example is we had this thing called the stupid diploma. We had a three-tiered diploma. It was an idiotic idea. And this way, colleges could say, oh, look, this kid just got passed up and down. We thought, dude, that's stupid. How about just teaching the people? So there was a group of people, teachers as well as those of the PTA, who wanted to change this. And the short version is I embarrassed the governor, and we were able to exact some change without actually having to go and create the legislation ourselves. Yes, and so I did it with a number of things. Right now I'm working with an attorney to give him all the publicity and help I possibly can as we fight for financial compensation for people who are wrongfully imprisoned. Delaware doesn't have that, and I think we knew that. It needed to do that, especially when you have some of these prosecutors who are extraordinarily aggressive.
Did you have some guy who was jailed for 39 years?
39 years, yes. And Emeka Igwe is the name of the attorney. He fought to get this guy out. He's out. And the man released. Least it was on my show. We talked a few times. He's kind of mellow about it, and I thought, wow, I wouldn't be. I'd be looking for blood. Yeah, I'd be skinning people alive, man. Yeah,
I love the idea of a stupid diploma. Do you know who get it this week? The stupid diploma this week goes. Go ahead, Victoria. You've probably
saying go on. Who gets it this week?
The woman who went into the cage in the Brooklyn Zoo with a lion.
Oh yes.
Can you imagine anything more stupid than that?
Yes,
how do these people even function? What's more stupid than
the
that?
The woman who got up at the town hall meeting that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had for climate change.
Yeah.
And started saying, we only have months left. We need to start eating the babies.
No.
Look it up. No.
For real.
That's, here's a new she feature with Doug Steffen. Every morning, Doug Steffen, the stupid diploma of the week.
Eat the baby.
Yes.
You're the inspiration for that. Thank you. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here with us. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because
because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three. I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, as we continue to clarify at least our thoughts, maybe it crystallizes your thoughts, some of the big issues of the week. The survey is done by Talkers Magazine every week. The staff, they're listening to a lot of important talk radio programs, local and national, the hosts and the stations, and come up with this list. Number 8 on the number 10 is Middle East, sort of. Number 9, immigration. Number 8, climate change. So maybe the best way to cap this, we were just talking about the how we come up with stupid people and stupid things. So this may be the dumbest thing of the week, and it does pertain to the climate change issue. Apparently, AOC, who is anathema, as far as I'm concerned, to any right thinking, and I don't mean right of center, I'm just talking about anybody who's got any common sense. Anyway, so she has a town hall meeting about climate change, and here is one of the prominent pieces of audio from that town hall meeting.
But we're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. I'm just very serious. Please give a response.
A little salt and pepper on my...
No. Now, wait, Rich, isn't there already a hashtag for this on Twitter?
There's already a Twitter account called @EatTheBabies.
Great.
Trump tweeted this, and he said, well, sounds like a normal AOC supporter to me.
Of course. I mean, it's just fodder. The woman is not so.
Of course.
All right. So that's climate change for this week. Next.
You have to decide whether this was a troll, a plant, or whether this is just a real sick person. AOC treated it like it was a mentally disturbed person and took it as we need to support mentally disturbed people. And
we do.
The right
Absolutely.
Should not use this as a joke. This is a serious problem, mentally disturbed
mental
people.
Mental illness is a big problem in this country, and it is not being treated properly. I agree with her. Maybe
May
that's
I
the only
sing?
Thing in the world I agree with.
Yes,
please sing, Victoria. Yes.
If you eat the babies, we will all come up.
No.
Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. radio company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. You can hardly wait for this to air on your station, right, Rich? I mean, Rich McFadden is here.
I can't even talk now.
Wow. Okay, numbers. I'll save you. Next on the countdown list as we squeeze here. Number seven, Facebook. Who thinks that Facebook ought to be broken up or any of these? There's a move afoot now by some congressman wanting to break up these huge tech companies like Google and Facebook. Is that a good idea? Yes,
they did with the phone companies.
Yes, they did. Look what happened. All our service is so much better now. Isn't it? We have Verizon. If there is, other than maybe American Airlines.
We have competition is what we have, and that's the important thing. Because
we don't have competition. What are you talking about? I have no competition. I can't vote
like
anybody else here. Verizon is it.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any competition. I would like some because I'd like to tell Verizon to go screw. But I can't because there's nobody else here. So... There you go, Rich.
Talk to your local.
And by the way, you were the one who told me.
Talk to the hand.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Rich was the one who told me to use Verizon because they were the most reliable. So now that I think about it, this is all your fault.
I've been using Verizon for as long as you have, and I have no problems.
It doesn't
matter what service you use. It never works right.
Okay. And in the red corner.
Okay, next. Go ahead, Rick.
Just consider this. So you have politicians that want to break up companies, and are they going to be the ones picking which ones are allowed to compete?
Of course. They'll do a perfect job of that. Right,
who should get loans and grants from the government.
Here's the dilemma. Yeah. And just like with the phone company, they control our speech.
Mm. Yeah.
It is a town hall, and they have 100% control over it. Yeah. And the algorithms, they can say whatever they want. I work in this stuff every single day, and it's...
Yeah.
I won't go there.
All right, number six is the verdict. This policewoman in Houston, Miss Geiger, who got sent away for 10 years because she walked into supposedly the wrong apartment, shot the guy who was there, killed him, and said, oh, I was in the wrong apartment. She was noted for her racist comments. Many people think she got off easy with 10 years. I don't know what to think because there was another piece of audio floating around this week from somebody else who had, and I'm trying to remember what it was, real racist stuff. I don't know. I don't even understand. Again, people who have been around me all my life, I don't get racism. I don't get that we're not, why people understand we're all pretty equal. You know, you say, now, black people are not as smart as white people. Bull crap. It's what they're exposed to. It's
there
what
are
the opportunities
stupid
are.
Stupid people of every color.
Of course. Look at
you.
Listen,
that.
We just heard so stupid white woman from Sweden.
You're right.
All right. Anybody else?
There's a lot of this
It was
about.
The right decision.
There is.
It was murder. It was the right. It was absolutely the right decision. At the very least, it was lousy, rotten, no good police work, even though she was off duty.
Awful.
She has a gun. She has a responsibility. You're on the fourth floor. I know we saw the stuff about whether or not he had a red mat in front of his door. She doesn't have one. She drew.
She, drunk
she killed the guy.
Something. Yeah.
It was murder.
She walked into the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was eating ice cream.
Did anybody see the... I saw some video actually earlier today of some fight between police and kids in a school. I think it may have been in Massachusetts. A big race riot. The cops go in and start throwing everybody around, and the kids start beating up the cops. There was a whole thing, and the cops were yelling all kinds of racial stuff.
That's called Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Rich.
No.
Number five, the presidential election or race, the 2020 candidates. I think the story here this week is Bernie Sanders and his stint getting put in. I think that's the story. I don't know what you guys think, but that's what I think is the story. Under so much pressure, so much stress. Guy's 75 years old. Doesn't look good. Hasn't looked healthy.
Do we know that it was under pressure? But it doesn't matter, you see. Doesn't matter whether it was
But all of a sudden, he had to sit down, and then they examined him and found his aortic, the upper aorta is blocked with plaque. So they had to go in with a stent, open it up, and get the blood to flow again. Now he says he feels fine. He's going back on the trail. But he's way down. If you look at some of the polls, the New England polls anyway, Warren and Biden are tied pretty much. Right. He's got half the support. You know, these characters like Kamala Harris, she's got nothing. She doesn't deserve anything, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, go ahead.
Victoria, I'd love to get your take on this. I guess I'll quote this week or story this week saying that if Warren gets the nomination, the Wall Street Democrats are going to sit on the fence even support Trump.
Trump, yeah.
I think that's possible. I think she's smart enough that she knows how to talk to Wall Street Democrats.
Yeah, she's an egomaniac. I don't agree with
that. Well, I know you don't
so
like
far
her.
She's been saying we're going to take all your money and we're going to regulate your companies.
No, that's not true. I voted for Hillary Clinton. That's not fair to say that.
Okay, okay.
No, that's
right,
not fair at all.
All right, all right.
I'd
it's
vote
not
for
bad.
You if you were running for something.
Thank you very much. I'll run for cat catcher.
I vote for my daughter, who, if she ran for something,
all right, let's go back to Elizabeth Warren.
But you're not going to vote for Elizabeth. By the way, Rishi, you'll be surprised to hear Megan has an Elizabeth Warren sticker on her car.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's very funny. I think she's very, very smart. And I think because she understands the economy, she understands New York Democratic people on Wall
Trump
Street.
Will
she knows
eat
how
her
to talk
alive
to them.
With Not the Pocahontas in, thing. That'll
oh,
be the
he,
end
he plans
it.
To. He plans to. He but she's planning for that. That's the only thing he's got on her. Yeah. And she's not afraid of him. She's made
she's
so many missteps
he's
with that.
Right,
exactly.
She's made
all
a
right.
lot of missteps with that. That's her weakness. But she's not afraid.
She's the best
she's
the Democrats have. What a shame it is. Frankly,
very much so, and I agree
with
you on that.
I would vote for Joe Biden if he were running. I would. I would never have said that or thought I'd say it before. Richie won't. He'll vote for Trump. And
yep.
you probably
they've got a
too,
weak
Jackson,
field. I agree
yeah,
with you.
They do.
It's
awful.
A weak field.
Yeah. Well, because the news media screws up anybody who's any good. Where is the like of Michael Bloomberg? Who would make a fabulous president? Well, he's not going to put up with this crap, and so he doesn't. But he'd be a fabulous. I think he'd be a fabulous president anyway. All right.
Fabulous.
Speaking of fabulous, the doctor's number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control. There have been landmark human trials conducted. A lot of standards. There are a lot of people who have problems with glucose. There are a lot of people who are pre-diabetic or have type 2 diabetes, or like me, like to eat a lot of ice cream and cake. And so if you're in that is pretty wide swath with that, about 35% of the country is right there, you need to check out Curalin.net. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. What is it? It's a very extensively studied supplement, has 10 ingredients that are absolutely guaranteed to help lower type 2 diabetic problems, the sugar levels of your blood. Curalin, the reason I get enthused about it is because it's all natural, contains no drugs, just 10 powerful glucose balancing ingredients. Take it from me. I'm taking this because I want to protect myself. I'm a sweet guy and have a sweet tooth. So for that reason, I am on Curalin. You can get there too. Curalin.net. Take it every day. Right now, you can get $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Visit the website, Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV and get $20 off the first bottle. That's Curalin.net. Curb the problems that you have from liking sugar, that's the way to do it. Carolyn.net. Tens of thousands of people have already found this out. Use the promo code DJV. Get on the bandwagon. Save your, well, you can keep the sugar cravings, but just get rid of the sugar in your system. Carolyn.net, $20 off with the promo code DJV. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen reviewing the stories that made the max list for the week of September the 30th to October 4th. Number 10, the situation with Khashoggi's death and what happens in Saudi Arabia, which basically is nothing at the hands of his being murdered. Number 9, continuing conversation about immigration reform. That's a horse that's been beaten almost to death. Climate change, another one. Facebook. Break it up or not? Number 7. Number 6, the Texas verdict for Officer Geiger. Pretty much everybody knows that story. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, economic situation, stock market, etc. The missile test, the North Koreans pulled at number 3. The Hong Kong demonstrations in China, number 2. And Ukraine and impeachment, number 1. That's the story list here this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine.
Fitness and calendar apps can improve our lives, but apps can also help you achieve financial goals, with some offering personalized help. For example, a free new app from LendingTree could help you find savings opportunities while reducing financial anxiety. Not only can you check your credit score, you can receive tips to improve it and get notified when you're in range for a better credit card or loan rate. Plus, it offers tools for cash flow management and savings alerts for monthly expenses. Find it at the App Store or Google Play, or visit LendingTree.com. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit AddictionResourceCenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239 mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Talkers, the People List. This is the result of all the work done by Talkers folks, the editors, and who are the people that are most front and center in conversation. Number 10, Mohammed bin Salman, who was responsible for the death of the previously mentioned Jamal Khashoggi. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. Number 8, Amber Geiger got convicted of murder in Houston, Texas. Number 7, combination of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Bernie and his heart problems this week, and Elizabeth getting to almost be at the same ratio of voter approval as Joe Biden. The premier of China, number 6. The premier of president of Ukraine, number 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. William Barr and Rudy Giuliani tied at 3. Joe Biden and his son at 2. And Donald Trump makes the top of the list again. The People List from Talkers Magazine. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to the number 3 issue on the story list from Talkers is the North Korean missile test. Come on, why waste time talking about that? It's the same old, same old.
Because number 2, it was a submarine test.
We came out of the water and set off the land. Big deal.
And, well, the big deal is that they're harder to spot. That's the deal.
Okay. Hong Kong demonstrations. The Chinese have got their hands full with this, and they know it. Number 1, who has their hands full with this one? Ukraine and the impeachment thing and whether Joe did it or he didn't and his kid and all of this crap. At the end of the day, What is it really all about, Alfie? Take a shot, Victoria. We'll go around the table here. We got about 30 seconds. Help yourself to 10.
Well, this week Trump called on China to investigate the Bidens. Who's he going to call on next?
Rick.
Oh, you got. Okay, it's going to hurt Joe Biden, and I have not yet heard anyone say exactly what sort of crime might have been committed. Have they articulated that?
Rich?
It's our government's job to investigate crimes.
Go yes, it is, and we're doing such a fine job of it. Thank you all for being here. Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. A review of the top five technology items this week that were covered by Victoria Keelan. She's here to summarize, in essence, what the impact was of all five of these, starting with the new voice for Alexa. There are two voices from the same person, I guess, in a way of starting the explanation of how Sam Jackson's involved in this, yeah?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is lending his voice to Amazon's Alexa. And so during the big event last week where Amazon unveiled all their new products and services, the company announced that Samuel L. Jackson will be the first celebrity voice for Alexa, for that, that's their virtual assistant. And they use neural text-to-speech technology, which is kind of cutting edge. And it will be, and there will be both an explicit version and a clean version when it comes to Samuel L. Jackson's voice. The Alexa skill will cost 99 cents as an introductory offer, and after that, it will be $4.99. And so Samuel L. Jackson
is
the first.
A month to get the whole thing.
$4.99 to purchase that for I don't think it's a monthly fee. Samuel L. Jackson is the first official celebrity voice for Alexa. Back in 2018, a lot of people remembered the Super Bowl commercial where Gordon Ramsay and Rebel Wilson and Cardi B and Anthony Hopkins were all called on to fill in for Alexa when she lost her voice, and that was a really popular Super Bowl ad, and that commercial won multiple awards. And so in 2019, they did another Super Bowl ad that featured Harrison Ford, Forest Whitaker, and astronaut twins Mark and Scott Kelly. And so now they've decided to officially hire Samuel L. Jackson And you can have him do all kinds of things.
I wonder what
tons and tons of money, I'm sure. But you can have him do all kinds of things, and he will even swear. If that's your thing and you want to hear Samuel L. Jackson use some naughty language, he'll even do that for you.
Hey, just watch one of his movies and you get the gist of all of that. Number four, counting our way to number one in the terms of top tech stories this week, Uber.
Yeah, Uber's had a really rough time in the press recently, mostly for safety issues and for rider and for passenger safety and all kinds of lawsuits. And Lyft has just as many. It's not like I'm not choosing one over the other. Lyft has just the same problems. But Uber said that they're going to be testing a feature that will let passengers who feel uncomfortable record their driver's voice and then report the incident right through the app. And so this is a tool called Record Audio, and it's for people who are uncomfortable with the ride. This feature appears in the part of the of Uber's new safety toolkit that includes sharing the trip status with family and friends, so your people in your life know where you are along the ride, and that's a really important thing. And this is also it adds contacting police if something happens. Uber also rolled out Ride Check. That's a system designed to flag unusual events, like if the car takes a very long stop or if the car crashes and things like that, and that alerts police right away. So Uber's trying to make it a bit safer for people, but they really need to do more background checks, I think, on the drivers, because that's where the problem really stems from.
Does Uber do delivery as well?
Uber Eats, yeah, they do delivery of food, yeah.
But not the same sort of thing that UPS has. The number three item this week is UPS and a new delivery system. I guess that's what you'd call it, yeah?
Yep. UPS is the first official carrier to get the certification from the FAA to operate a full drone airline. And that will they've been testing out drones in specific areas. Now they're going to have an entire airline, and they're starting with healthcare. It's kind of cool. They're actually making deliveries to hospitals all around the country. They've been testing it out with that. Now, this means blood donations, organ donations, things that need to get to a hospital a lot faster than in a car. And so it's actually, so far, the program has really worked well. They're going to be then moving outside of healthcare. And so right now, it will not be flying in any commercial airspace or anything like that. Right. So the FAA is definitely keeping a close watch on where the drones go.
Right. Okay, number two is when I think of Rhino, I think of either the animal or the record company, and I don't think either of those two things apply to this insurance company, right?
No. So Rhino is an insurance tech startup, and what they do, it's kind of a novel approach for renters. What they're doing is they're trying to get landlords to, they write insurance policies for landlords. So instead of handing over a security deposit, which sits in an account that doesn't really draw any interest, and it takes so many billions of dollars out of the economy, Rhino wants to have landlords let people take a monthly insurance policy that it can be as low as $3 to cover all of the costs of a security deposit, which I think is a great idea.
All right, number one, DoorDash.
DoorDash. DoorDash had a big data breach, 4.9 million users affected. Go on, log on to DoorDash.com if you have an account and see what they recommend.
59 past the hour. Thank you to Victoria Keith, and I'm Doug Steffen. Those are the big technology stories of the week.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.